Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hi, we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Well, again, I was looking at some of the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominees this year, Chris, and, you know, you just look at all of them and you pick one from the hat, and because they're all so deserving. And tonight I did some research on Giovanni Bernard, the running back for the Bengals, Chris. He's been with the Bengals his entire career, has had a good career. But this is a guy that was born to Haitian immigrants and came from a very, very tough background, Chris, as far as poverty and everything. I mean, his parents, they tried to get a dry cleaning business off the ground. They finally got it off the ground way back in the day, then lost it all. And basically, he lost his mother at a very young age, and his father had a lot of trouble getting that business back on track, which he did just with hard work. So this is a guy that came from a very, very disciplined background, and he knew what it needed to take to really make things happen. And, you know, he does so many good things now, just taking that same knowledge that he had growing up, Chris. And he's done so many good things. And, you know, I was reading a story about him and his mother-in-law. He had a car once. He was on Hard Knocks in his rookie season, and he was driving a minivan, you know. And he found out about a Marine who was severely injured in Iraq, who came back home to Indiana and didn't have anything. And basically, Giovanni Bernard just gave him that car and made sure that guy was good to get back on his feet. It's an amazing story, and that's on the NFL website about the Walter Payton nominees. But he basically has his Run Geo Foundation, Chris. And it's all aimed at kids and basically helping them get around the world as a whole, how they can contribute to that, how they can find gainful employment, things like that. But so he does a variety of things. I just mentioned one of the things as far as his donations and things like that. He's given a lot back to his homeland of Haiti, where we know the problems down there, but does a lot for the Bengals front office. He's a leader in the locker room. So he's got every quality you would want. And a Walter Payton Man of the Year finalist. Hopefully he gets that far. But we got to give a shout out to Giovanni Bernard, Chris. He does a lot of great things.
Yeah, he does. And that's a heck of a story about the car and supporting a Marine like that. That's fantastic stuff. And Bob, this week I'm putting my spotlight on, believe it or not, Tom Brady. And, you know, folks, whatever you feel about Tom Brady, let's put the negative thoughts aside for a minute, and let's look at the great things that he does off the field. He has helped raise millions of dollars for a charity called Best Buddies, and you can look them up online at bestbuddies.org. They're an organization established, you know, for global volunteer movements that help create opportunities for one-on-one friendships, integrated employment, leadership development, and inclusive living for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The IDD community that Best Buddy serves includes people with Down syndrome, autism, you know, Fragile X, Williams syndrome, cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injuries, and a lot of other things that are very similar to that. And Best Buddies is the world's largest organization dedicated to ending social, physical, and economic isolation for the 200 plus million people that are dealing with those sorts of disabilities. Their programs empower the special abilities of people with IDD by helping them form meaningful friendships with their peers, secure successful job opportunities for them, help them live independently, improve their public speaking, and then self-advocacy and communication skills as well. And Brady was co-chair for that organization for 16 years. Now he's recently stepped down from that role, and stepping in, oh, by the way, are Julian Edelman and Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics. Brady helped that organization just in the last 6 years raise over $20 million. So he's been a tremendous leader for that organization, and he's done some great things off the football field. We know what he's done on the football field, but here's an organization that he has helped lead for 16 years. And just over the last 6 years, again, $20 million raised. So kudos to Tom Brady for making such a great impact on the lives of those with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Best Buddies is a great organization. Brady did a great job for them for many, many years. It's really great stuff, Bob.
That's great to hear, Chris, especially here in New England. You know, you bring up Brady's name, and it's all about football all the time, and for good reason. But if you do a little more digging, you know that him and his wife, Giselle's probably worth more than Tom, but they do a lot with that money, and they use their celebrity to tremendous lengths, Chris, and that's why we have respect both on the field and off the field for a guy like Brady. But I'm sure the people in New England are very happy to hear that story tonight.
All right, my friend, time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks again to Burt Grossman, Tony Collins, Angelo Kane for jumping on board as well, Keith Millard and Mike Pritchard for all their contributions tonight. And as always, Bob, such a thrill to get to do this show with you, my friend.
That was a blast, Chris. Again, 3 first-round draft picks. Was Angelo a first-round pick also? I mean, you know, I mean, that was some
maybe
show
Mrs.
tonight.
Kane.
But yeah, that was great. And again, when you're able to talk to football royalty like that, it makes it so much fun. So let's do it again next week.
Yeah, let's do. And scheduled to join us will be former LSU and Chicago Bears wide receiver Wendell Davis. Great to catch up with him. You know, we'll be talking national championship in LSU with Wendell. So looking forward to having him here. Our friend and Chiefs insider, Nick Athens. And goodness knows he's got to be going crazy with excitement over the Kansas City Chiefs. So looking forward to having Nick jump on the show with us next week as well. Former Steelers, Seahawks, and Patriots linebacker and TNT guest Hall of Famer Chad Brown will be back with us, as will Campbell University head coach and former Carolina Panthers defensive back Mike Minter. Plus, of course, Tony will come back and we'll do our Super Bowl picks next week as well. So a lot of great friends are going to be back again next week. So we look forward to having an outstanding show. We hope you'll come back and be a part of it with us. On social media, how can you follow us? Well, on Twitter and Instagram, you can find me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob underscore Lazzari. The show is at TNT Podcast. Check us out on Facebook. We've got a page for the show right there, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Please check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see what our upcoming guest schedule looks like. Plus, we link back to our page over on Podbean, so you can download. If you download the Podbean app, you can take us with you everywhere you go. You can also follow find the show as a podcast on great sites like we're on Spotify, we're on Spreaker, we're on TuneIn, we're on iHeartRadio, we're on Apple Podcasts, Google Play. We're all over the internet. So download any of those apps and take us with you everywhere you go. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris, we look forward to listening next week. It's going to be great. So we want to also thank our announcer, Joe LaGenusa, for the tremendous job he always does with our intro and ads. We also want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the very most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, Terry, and Rusty. We miss you guys.